Now, you've been in this whole showbiz thing for quite a while now, but maybe just give us a bit of a glimpse into how becoming a member of the Star Wars universe has impacted your career. I mean, you've got your own action figure, for crying out loud.
Yes, joining up with this fandom has been an incredible adventure. I mean, I think because of the longevity of the Star Wars franchise and the fact that it spans so many generations, it's just such an incredible thing to be a part of. And the stories have been such an integral part of so many people's growing up, including my own. And so it's a really special thing to get to join up with. It's been absolutely incredible.
And that's kind of my next question is, I mean, how much of a fan were you, or how much did you know about Star Wars before you became immersed in it?
I would say I was like a mid-level Star Wars fan. I grew up with those original three movies. I mean, I remember, I would tell people, like, Ewoks were my way in. I remember seeing the Ewoks in The Return of the Jedi and then just getting hooked and playing Ewok Adventures in my backyard and having Ewok stuffed animals. And of course I wanted to be Princess Leia, and I attempted to do the hairdo, you know, in a time before there were YouTube tutorials, which was a time of great hardship for all of us. But I did not know, I didn't know much about the Mandalorian culture. I hadn't really watched Clone Wars or any of the animated stuff. So I had a lot to learn when I got cast in this, and I was so glad to have Dave Filoni on the show because he's just a walking encyclopedia of all things Star Wars.
Now, you also took part in, I think it was your second Star Wars celebration a few weeks back in London. I mean, what was that experience like for you?
Star Wars Celebration is like a convention on steroids, with sparkles and unicorns. I mean, it is pure joy from beginning to end. And, you know, the first time that I went last year in Anaheim, it was all new to me. And I was just sort of, I feel like I was in shock the whole time because I had no idea that a convention could be that amped up and that spectacular. And I feel like a lot of it didn't really hit me till afterwards. And this time I sort of knew what to expect. And it was so much fun to get to go do that while we were in the middle of the season for The Mandalorian. And at the height of, you know, everyone's speculation about what was going to happen next and getting to celebrate the show. And for me as a fan of so many other actors who are involved with Star Wars shows, it was just such a treat because I actually got to meet Warwick Davis, who, you know, I was just talking about the Ewoks, and he played an Ewok when he was 11 years old in Return of the Jedi. And I got to meet Denise Goff, who's in Andor. And I've been a fan of hers ever since I saw her do a stage show in London. And it's just such a wonderful opportunity to get to celebrate each other's work and to appreciate the fans. I got to go check out Mandalorian Mercs doing a costume building workshop, and I got to do a meet and greet and host a panel for Funko Pop and Loungefly. And it was even better for me this time around because I knew leading up to it how much fun it could be and how many opportunities there were going to be to get to connect with other people. And so I got to plan ahead a little bit. And I mean, just being in London too was icing on the cake.
Now, I have to ask you, since you mentioned about season 3 of Mandalorian, and you can totally tell me, no, next question, whatever, but I assume we don't have to worry about spoilers anymore, but just, I mean, how aware were you after that second last episode, I think it was called Spies, chapter 23, that so many fans out there thought that you were about to turn to the bad side?
I was shocked, because, I mean, because obviously I was not a spy. And as we eventually saw, there was nobody that was revealed to be another spy. So I didn't even know it could be, I didn't know it could look that way. Yeah. And the episode title, if I am not mistaken, was actually sort of this reference that, you know, was not directly related to Star Wars, but was more of a reference to Jewish scripture and the spies who went to check out the promised land before Moses took the people over there to make sure that it was safe for everybody to go. That was sort of like an obscure reference. And not that anybody, you know, should have picked up on that immediately. But because I had no reason I wasn't being set up that way and I didn't know anyone would see it that way. So I had no idea that people were going to read that into it.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. And I mean, it was kind of fun because I did a convention that following weekend. And so everyone that came to my table was asking me about it. But the thing that was so interesting to me and a little bit disheartening in some ways was that there were so many people who were so invested in this character and who had seen that she had been all along this person of integrity and honor and who were so quick to doubt her. And, you know, I think that says something more about like what people have come to expect, I guess, from these stories and from people who are so quick to turn than from the character itself. So, the really fun side of it was when it was revealed that she is not, in fact, a spy. And there were so many apologies that went up online.
Well, and then she came out and started kicking butt, too. So that was even better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I promise one more Star Wars question and then that's it, okay? Because I know you probably answer a lot of them. But talk to me a little bit about what it's like to be on that Mandalorian set. I mean, of course, you were in the Book of Boba Fett as well, but what's it like to work with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and the rest of the crew?
Oh, it's just such an incredible, generous, collaborative environment. I mean, you know, we're on this show that obviously has an incredible amount of tech and creative innovation, but it's also just Dave and John are like the best team coaches you could ever have because they really set the tone to make sure everyone is on the same page to be united in telling the story that we want to be telling and to not get caught up in all of the tech and to make sure that everyone is appreciated, to make sure that we as actors feel like our characters are going in the right direction because they really trust that we know these characters by now and they trust our instincts with them and we discuss different story points. We discuss different ways to bring their personalities out. And it is such a joy to get to collaborate with them. And I think it speaks a lot to their humanity and their humility that they, you know, they're at the head of this huge monolith of a show. And I imagine that could make some people very controlling and perhaps fearful that it might, you know, go in the wrong direction. And yet John and Dave are still just so trusting of everyone that they work with and don't take for granted. I think that they have an incredible set of creators in every single department that are contributing. And so it's a really joyful environment to be a part of.
You're also known for playing Amara in Supernatural, which was filmed primarily in BC. So you're certainly no stranger to Canada, but you know, what about Calgary? Have you been here before? Have you ever shot here before?
I have not ever been to Calgary. I'm really excited to expand my Canada experience because when I went to shoot in Vancouver, I just fell in love with British Columbia and everywhere that I've gotten to go in Canada, I have loved. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, now you get to see the other side of the Rockies, I guess. I'm a little more prairie this time instead of ocean. So,
yeah.
Do you have any other ongoing projects right now that you'd like to highlight a little bit with us?
Well, I'm excited because there's a short film that I'm a part of that's starting to make the rounds at festivals, and we've been winning some awards. It's called The Marked. And so hopefully there will be a point when people can check that out more easily. But other than that, I'm doing a whole bunch of conventions. That's my main thing these days.
What are you looking forward to most this weekend at the Calgary Expo? I mean, do you have any messages for fans who are coming down to meet you?
Mostly I just want to say thank you. And I want to encourage everyone to come say hi at the table and to feel free to ask any questions. You know, you don't have to necessarily buy anything at the table to come say hi. And I always promote, there's an organization that I do fundraising for called Voices Against Cancer that I'm always promoting at the conventions, and I encourage everyone to take a look at that and see the work that they're doing. They are fundraising for pediatric cancer research and to help support families whose kids are going through cancer research, and they're just an incredible group of people and a wonderful community, so I'm always trying to give them a plug.
Perfect. No, that's awesome. Now, finally, and I'm going to be shameless here, you got to let me do this with you just once. This is the way.
This is the way.